Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Punarvasu Nakshatra. Experience. Association versus dissociation. Some people fully immerse themselves in their experiences, emotionally and mentally engaging with every situation, while others step back, analyze, and detach, preferring to observe rather than deeply feel. Punarvasu Nakshatra, known for its cyclical nature, adaptability, and philosophical perspective, naturally leans toward a balanced approach, sometimes deeply engaging, other times stepping back to reassess and refine their understanding. However, whether they associate, fully engage, or dissociate, observe from a distance, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses influence whether they immerse themselves in experiences or detach for analysis. If Jupiter is in the 4th house in Punarvasu, their experience is highly associated, meaning they emotionally and intellectually connect with life's lessons, absorbing wisdom deeply through personal experiences. They are philosophical, reflective, and intuitive, finding meaning in relationships, emotions, and the cycles of life. However, if Jupiter is in the 10th house, their experience shifts toward dissociation. They become more career-focused, objective, and externally driven, ensuring that their public and professional life takes precedence over deep emotional engagement. This may make them appear wise but emotionally detached, as they prefer long-term goals over momentary emotional depth. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Punarvasu, their experience remains highly associated, especially in areas of learning, creativity, and personal expression. They enjoy debate, exploration, and engagement with new knowledge, feeling deeply connected to their ideas, intellectual pursuits. However, if Mercury moves to the 10th house, their approach to experience becomes more dissociated. They focus on professional growth, intellectual reputation, and strategic networking rather than emotional involvement. They may view relationships and personal experiences as intellectual exercises rather than deeply felt moments, which can make them appear distant or overly analytical. If K2 is in the 4th house in Punarvasu, their experience of life is strongly dissociated, particularly in emotional and personal matters. They may feel detached from family, home, and traditions, often preferring intellectual or spiritual pursuits over emotional entanglements. Punarvasu's desire for emotional and intellectual expansion clashes with K2's detachment, making them feel as though they are constantly searching for meaning, but never fully engaging in relationships or experiences. If K2 moves to the 5th house, this dissociation extends to creativity, romance, and self-expression, where they may detach from pleasure, avoid emotional entanglement, or approach joy in a more spiritual or philosophical manner. Punarvasu Nakshatra's natural tendency to revisit and refine its understanding of life means it often oscillates between association and dissociation, depending on the context. Planetary placements determine whether they engage fully in experiences or prefer to detach and analyze from a distance. Their challenge is to balance their intellectual and emotional depth, ensuring they neither lose themselves in excessive reflection nor become too detached to fully experience life's richness. Punarvasu Nakshatra approach, matching versus mismatching. Some people align with existing structures, seeking continuity and reinforcing patterns, while others challenge, question, and break away from norms, searching for alternative perspectives. Punarvasu Nakshatra, known for its cyclical nature, adaptability, and philosophical depth, naturally leans toward matching as it seeks to restore, expand, and refine existing ideas rather than outright rejecting them. However, whether they prefer matching, seeking alignment and continuity, or mismatching, focusing on differences and breaking patterns, depends on planetary placements.
Jupiter and Saturn in the third and sixth houses influence whether they align with established systems or disrupt them in search of something new. If Jupiter is in the third house in Punarvasu, their approach is matching oriented, meaning they prefer structured learning, guided wisdom, and a belief in expanding upon existing ideas rather than discarding them. They align with traditional teachings, spiritual wisdom, and established systems, seeing themselves as refiners and restorers rather than rebels. They thrive in academic, philosophical, and spiritual disciplines where knowledge builds upon what came before. However, if Jupiter is in the sixth house, their matching tendency becomes even stronger in work and discipline as they prefer routine, steady progress, and structured execution, making them methodical and patient in their intellectual and professional pursuits. If Saturn is in the third house in Punarvasu, their approach also tends to be matching-oriented, but in a more disciplined and rule-bound way. They trust systems, protocols, and well-established methods, valuing stability and consistency over chaotic change. Their communication and learning style is structured, careful, and traditional, ensuring that their efforts align with proven wisdom rather than untested ideas. However, if Saturn is in the sixth house, their matching preference extends to work, competition, and responsibilities, making them highly committed to following the correct path, maintaining integrity, and preserving order in their professional life. If Rahu is in the third house in Punarvasu, their approach becomes highly mismatching. They challenge conventional thinking, question authority, and explore uncharted intellectual territories. Unlike Jupiter, which refines, Rahu dismantles and reinvents, making them drawn to unconventional ideas, alternative philosophies, and radical perspectives. They are brilliant at innovation, but may struggle with structure as they constantly seek new paradigms rather than trusting the old. If Rahu moves to the sixth house, mismatching becomes even more pronounced in work, problem solving, and competitive environments. They thrive in unconventional careers, question traditional workplace systems, and prefer to create their own methods rather than follow established rules. Punarvasu Nakshatra's natural ability to learn, expand, and renew its understanding makes it lean toward matching as it finds meaning in refining and expanding existing structures. However, planetary placements determine whether they build upon what exists or challenge norms to create something new. The key for Punarvasu natives is to balance their ability to adapt and integrate knowledge with their potential to question and innovate, ensuring that their expansion leads to mastery rather than a constant cycle of revisiting and reworking ideas. Punarvasu Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some people live fully in the present, engaging with life as it unfolds, while others see time as a structured sequence, constantly reflecting on the past and planning for the future. Punarvasu Nakshatra, known for its cyclical nature, adaptability, and expansive mindset, naturally leans toward a flexible relationship with time, revisiting experiences, and refining knowledge, rather than being confined to strict linear thinking. However, whether they are in time, fully immersed in the present, or through time, aware of past, present, and future as an interconnected sequence, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Saturn, in the first seventh house axis, influence in-time perception, while their placements in the fourth, tenth axis shape a through-time approach. If Jupiter is in the first house in Punarvasu, their time experience is in-time, present-focused, and deeply expansive. They live moment to moment, constantly absorbing knowledge, experiences, and new possibilities, trusting that each experience naturally contributes to their broader understanding. While they thrive in spontaneity and exploration, they may sometimes lack long-term strategic thinking, preferring to go with the flow rather than plan rigidly. However, if Jupiter is in the seventh house, their in-time focus shifts to relationships and partnerships, making them fully engaged in their interactions with others, often responding intuitively to present dynamics rather than planning long-term commitments. If Saturn is in the fourth house in Punarvasu, their time experience becomes through time, deeply tied to emotional reflection, past lessons, and the need for long-term security. They process life with a broad awareness of how past experiences shape their present choices, making them highly reflective, cautious, and deliberate in decision-making. They often feel a strong connection to ancestral wisdom and the continuity of experiences over lifetimes. However, if Saturn moves to the 10th house, their through-time perspective shifts toward career, legacy, and social responsibility, making them highly structured in their professional growth, ensuring each step they take builds upon a long-term plan. If Rahu is in the first house in Punarvasu, their time experience is hyper in time, constantly focused on the present, chasing new experiences, and reinventing themselves. They thrive on spontaneous learning, rapid transformation, and constant movement, often making choices without considering long-term consequences. This can make them highly adaptable, but also restless and indecisive about the future. If Rahu moves to the seventh house, their focus becomes externally driven, making them obsessed with how others perceive them in the moment, often reacting impulsively in social situations rather than thinking about long-term stability. If Ketu is in the fourth house in Punarvasu, their through-time awareness is detached, feeling disconnected from the present, and overly influenced by past karmic cycles. They may experience a strong sense of déjà vu, karmic repetitions, or subconscious awareness of patterns that have been playing out over multiple lifetimes. Their decisions are based on intuitive knowledge rather than structured logic. If Ketu moves to the 10th house, their through-time focus applies to career and public influence, where they may achieve great success, but remain emotionally detached from their ambitions, seeing their work as a karmic duty rather than personal fulfillment. Punarvasu Nakshatra's ability to revisit, refine, and expand upon previous knowledge makes it naturally fluid in its relationship with time, capable of both living in the moment and tracking long-term cycles. However, planetary influences determine whether they stay immersed in present experiences or maintain a structured awareness of past, present, and future. Balancing their need for renewal with the wisdom to plan ahead ensures they maximize their knowledge without getting caught in endless cycles of learning and relearning. Punarvasu Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some people find motivation in relationships and social connections, while others are driven by action, exploration, or material stability. Punarvasu Nakshatra, known for its philosophical outlook, adaptability, and cyclical nature, naturally seeks expansion, learning, and refinement. However, whether they are primarily motivated by people, activities, places, or things depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and the Moon influence social motivation, people. Mars drives action-oriented focus, activities. Mercury directs curiosity toward places. And Saturn and Rahu determine material or structural motivations, things. If Jupiter is in the seventh house in Punarvasu, their primary motivation comes from people, particularly through relationships, mentorship, and wisdom sharing. They seek intellectual growth, connection, and knowledge exchange through partnerships, making them highly drawn to teaching, counseling, and forming meaningful bonds with those who expand their worldview. However, if the Moon is in the first house, their motivation from people is emotionally rooted. They are nurtured by deep connections, companionship, and a sense of belonging, often feeling most fulfilled when they can support or be supported by others. If Mars is in the third house in Punarvasu, their primary motivation is activity. They are constantly seeking challenges, intellectual stimulation, and dynamic environments that push them forward. They thrive on debates, exploration, and personal growth through action, always needing a goal or a new frontier to pursue. However, if Mars moves to the sixth house, their action-based motivation becomes more structured and endurance-based, meaning they focus on self-discipline, problem-solving, and mastery over their physical or mental pursuits, rather than simply chasing new experiences. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Punarvasu, their motivation is deeply tied to places, particularly in the form of movement, learning through different environments, and intellectual stimulation from travel or relocation. They are drawn to ever-changing landscapes, foreign cultures, and places that allow for curiosity-driven exploration. thriving in fields like writing, media, and research that allow them to move between different spaces. If Mercury moves to the 10th house, their motivation for places expands toward career settings, where they seek growth through networking, business travel, or working in multiple industries over their lifetime. If Saturn is in the 6th house in Punarvasu, their primary motivation is things, particularly structure, responsibility, and long-term security. They focus on building something lasting, mastering a skill, and ensuring stability through disciplined effort. Unlike those who seek knowledge for the sake of expansion, they are motivated by practicality and tangible success. If Rahu is in the 10th house, their material motivation becomes status-driven, fueled by ambition, unconventional career paths, and the pursuit of success in unorthodox ways. They are drawn to high-profile careers, cutting-edge industries, and opportunities that allow them to redefine success on their own terms. Punarvasu Nakshatra's expansive and learning-driven nature ensures they pursue motivation through knowledge, renewal, and the desire to understand life's deeper patterns. Whether their drive is focused on people, action, places, or material success, they approach it with an open mind, an ability to adapt, and a strong desire to refine their understanding over time. Their challenge is to balance their pursuit of new experiences with the ability to commit to long-term goals, ensuring their wisdom and knowledge lead to meaningful contributions rather than an endless cycle of seeking without grounding.